In a big surprise, chip giant Intel announced a 25% jump in quarterly revenues. The much better-than-expected sales figures helped lift profits far ahead of analyst forecasts. Softness in consumer demand for PCs and laptops in North America and Europe were more than offset by strength in its enterprise business, i.e. servers, and continued growth in emerging markets. Intel Chief Financial Officer Stacy Smith.
I think we're just at the early stage of the kind of demand drivers coming out of emerging markets. And it's a simple economic argument. The affordability of technology has come down to the point that you now have a couple of billion consumers that weren't part of the worldwide market a few years ago, and today they are.
Intel's results also were a surprise because the chip company didn't seem to be impacted by supply shortages caused by the disasters in Japan, unlike fellow chip maker Texas Instruments. Smith says that's because PC manufacturing is different than other devices.
The core difference is that the PC market is a horizontal market, and that means that you have multiple suppliers with multiple locations. It's a very mature supply chain, so their resilience and ability to respond to something like this is pretty high. If you contrast that to, say, a smartphone, where you might have a custom bill of materials where one unique product that's made in an impacted area can bring an entire product line to its knees.
Meanwhile, Intel's revenue forecasts for the current quarter are also much higher than analysts, suggesting talk of the death of the PC at the hands of the growing popularity of the Apple iPad are overblown. Conway Gittins, Reuters.